Enjoying the Choice of Your Marriage Partner, God, Sex, and You, Book 2. Written by Zacharias Tani Fumum. Narrated by Murphy Napier. In this book, I have said everything in plain language. I have not held anything back. Its frankness may shock you. If you fear to hear the truth, do not listen to it, for it will surely disturb you. I made a terrible mistake. Case 1. We had been married for 3 months when I started comparing her with other girls whose tender care I had discouraged. She was not as hardworking as Monique or Chantel. She neither had the wit nor the sense of humor of Marie Claire or Suzanne. She was far from being as sinuous as Sylvie or Dorothy. She lacked this and she lacked that. I was bored with her. I had made the wrong choice. It was the drama of my life. I needed to divorce her before it was too late. I kept thinking. Case 2. It was 2 a.m. I had had a long session in the clinic for spiritual diseases with a couple. It was a hard time. The session had begun at 10 p.m. It was 4 hours of agony. She said to me, "Dr. Fumum, I am unfortunate." Then she burst into loud sobs and cried for a long time. "I am unfortunate. I wish I had listened. This man is utterly useless. I do not see one good thing in him. I wish I had listened." She continued weeping. She was pregnant. The marriage certificate had just recently been signed. She was deeply frustrated. I looked at the man. He was handsome. He had a good job. I told her, "Surely there are many good things in him. He is handsome." And I tried to point out as many good things about him as were immediately obvious. But she cried on and said, "There is nothing beyond the surface. I am ruined. I wish I had a second chance. I have made the mistake of my life, and now I must bear it. How will I stand it for all these years? I wish I could die and end it all." Case 3. He was well-placed. She was educated and sophisticated. They had been married for 16 years. They had children, they had possessions, and they had position. Then she came for counseling, and this is what she said. "I knew from the beginning that it would not work. I always felt that I should say no, but I did not. Then we got married, and it has been 16 years in hell." Case 4. In the beginning, he begged me. He did everything I wanted. I turned him around my small finger. Each time we quarreled, he was the one who always did everything to reestablish the relationship. He bought me gifts. He gave me everything I wanted. I gave him nothing. I had deep reservations in my heart. I knew I could never be fulfilled with him. He lacked something I could not describe. He just could never pull me out and satisfy me. However, I was very flattered by the fact that he gave me everything. So I decided I would marry him for the joy of having a worshiper around me to supply my needs. Then we got married, and he turned into a tiger. I had the misery of being forced to run after him, to be given even an embrace. I wish I had known better. Case 5. It was all arranged by the relatives. He was many years older than me. He was experienced in every way. I was only 17. When I saw him, I did not like his appearance, although he was quite handsome. We were married. All through it, I never loved him. He loved me and was interested in other women too. I only gave myself to him when I wanted something out of him. There was another man. I loved and respected him. He would have been my ideal husband. He also loved and respected me. It was all pure, but we were from different tribes. Case 6. We had grown up in the same village and were friends. We were the same age. I told her I would marry her. She accepted. That was 12 years ago. I went to the secondary school. She did 2 years of post-primary education and became a village primary school teacher. I went to the high school. We continued to correspond with each other. I entered the university to study medicine. Now I have finished my housemanship, and she is still the village teacher. She does not understand me. I do not understand her. I still love her, but it is not the liking that has desire. She is to me like my sister and friend. She is anxiously waiting for me. Years ago, I knew that I could not marry her, but I did not have the courage to tell her. I was afraid that I would hurt her. But in my heart, the relationship was finished. Then he said to me, "Look at her letter. Read this part." I drew near and read it. "Oh, darling, I've waited and waited for these years, and now my dream is about to be fulfilled. When are you coming? Everything in me is burning. Come quickly. Every minute that now separates me from you is unbearable. We shall be married immediately. All my savings are yours to use as you like, and of course, I am all yours. The money is enough to pay for the bride price and all the expenses of the wedding. There will be enough left for us to live on until you start working. So let nothing worry you. Come at once. Send me a telegram as to your flight. My parents and I will be at the airport to welcome you. Come, my dear. Come, my king. I am waiting and I am longing." Then he said, "Dr. Fumham, that is my problem. I wish I had told her the truth years ago. What shall I do?" Many marriages end in divorce, and even those that do not end in physical separation are largely broken. Many people are just managing to keep it up because the laws of society demand it or because of the children. Many people discover in the marriage relationship that they made a tragic mistake. They married the wrong person. They made an irreversible mistake or choice. The crucial prerequisite for a happy marriage is that both parties be in the center of God's will for them, that they be rightly related to God, understand what God wants marriage to be, and be committed to that purpose. It also demands that the partners know themselves, know what they want in a partner, and look for the right person to make the right choice. After the choice has been made, the relationship also needs to be rightly handled for it to truly succeed. We believe that God meant for marriage to be a wonderful experience, a foretaste of heaven on earth. We believe that He has the right partner for you, and if you cooperate with Him, you will find that partner and be truly blessed. The question is, who is that partner? How can I find him or her? How can we carry out our relationship so that it remains a blessing? This book will tell you. Enjoying the Choice of Your Marriage Partner is the second book in the series God, Sex, and You. Book 1 in this series is entitled Enjoying the Sexual Life, and Book 3 is entitled Enjoying the Married Life. Be sure to read all 3 of these books in order to obtain the complete picture. If this book has blessed, encouraged, or angered and frustrated you, be sure to write me and let me know. Please write it once. Do not wait for tomorrow. We send this book out with prayer that it should become your book. Listen to it. Secure a copy for a friend. God bless you. Yaoundé, 1984. Dr. Zacharias Tani Fumham, BP 6090 Yaoundé, Cameroon, Africa. Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him one after another in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life. But if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave Himself as ransom for all." 1 Timothy 2:5-6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. "But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God." John 1:12. But consider the cost of following Him. Jesus said that all who follow Him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants His followers to take up their crosses and follow Him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by Him? Are you prepared to suffer for Him and die for Him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow Him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow Him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one and one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? "Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all cost, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need." When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you His child. Please write to me at ztfbooks@cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this book. If you have any questions and/or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would also be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through Christian Publishing House, offers a wide selection of the best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us through ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a ZTF book reader. We invite you to connect with more from the author through social media, CMFI online, and or ministry website, ztfministry.org, where we offer both on-ground and remote training courses all year round, from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting and the School of Knowing and Serving God. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. A free online Bible course is also available. Lastly, we would like to recommend to you the next book in this series, Enjoying the Married Life. Marriage was meant to be a wonderful experience. It was meant to be a kind of heaven on earth. However, for many people, it has turned out to be hell on earth. We believe that the good marriages can be made better and the bad ones be made good. That is what this book is about. In it, you will discover how to enjoy the married life. There are a number of factors that contribute to making the married life enjoyable. We have discussed those factors. They include the fundamental problem and the lasting solution, sexual matters, money matters, children in marriage, servants in the marriage home, relatives and the married life, and other topics. The topics discussed in this book make it important for husbands and wives, children and servants, relatives and everybody. It is also good reading for those who intend to be married someday. It is an ideal gift to your parents, children, servants, relatives, and friends. Enjoying the Married Life is the third book in the series, God, Sex, and You. Make up your mind to read all the books in this series. We send the book out with prayer that it should bring joy, happiness, and fulfillment to you, both in this life and in the one hereafter. God bless you. About the author, Zacharias Tani Fumum, 1945 to 2009, founding leader, Christian Missionary Fellowship International. Professor Zacharias Tani Fumum was born in the flesh on 20th of June, 1945. And became born again on the 13th of June, 1956. On 1st October 1966, he consecrated his life to the Lord Jesus and to his service, and was filled with the Holy Spirit on the 24th of October, 1970. He was taken to be with the Lord on the 14th of March, 2009. Professor Fumum was admitted to the first class in the Bachelor of Science degree, graduating as a prize-winning student from Farah Bay College in the University of Sierra Leone in October of 1969. At the age of 28, he was awarded a Ph.D. in organic chemistry by the University of Marie Makere, Kampala in Uganda. In October of 2005, he was awarded a Doctor of Science by the University of Durham, Great Britain. His higher doctorate was in recognition of his distinct contributions to scientific knowledge through research. As a professor of organic chemistry in the University of Yaoundé 1, Cameroon, Professor Fumum supervised or co-supervised more than 100 master's degree and doctoral degree theses and co-authored over 160 scientific articles in leading international journals. He considered Jesus Christ the Lord of science, for by him all things were created, Colossians 1:16. And scientific research, an act of obedience to God's command to subdue the earth, Genesis 1:28. He therefore made the Lord Jesus the director of his research laboratory while he took the place of deputy director and attributed his outstanding success as a scientist to Jesus' revelational leadership. In more than 40 years of Christian ministry, Professor Fumham traveled extensively, preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training spiritual leaders. He made more than 700 missionary journeys within Cameroon, which ranged from 1 day to 3 weeks in duration. 500 missionary journeys to more than 70 different nations in all the six continents. These ranged from 2 days to 6 weeks in duration. By the time of his going to be with the Lord in 2009, he had preached in over 1,000 localities in Cameroon, sent over 200 national missionaries into many localities in Cameroon, and planted over 1,300 churches in the various administrative provinces of Cameroon. At his base in Yaoundé, he planted and built a megachurch with his co-workers, which grew to a steady membership of about 1,200. Professor Fumham was the founding team leader of Christian Ministry Fellowship International, an evangelism, soul-winning, disciple-making, church-planting, and missionary-sending movement with more than 200 international missionaries and thousands of churches in 65 nations spread across Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Oceania. In the course of their ministry, Professor Fumham and his team witnessed more than 10,000 recorded healing miracles performed by God in answer to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles included instant healings of headaches, cancers, HIV, AIDS, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, madness, and new teeth and organs received. Professor Fumham read the entire Bible more than 60 times, read more than 1,350 books on the Christian faith, and authored over 150 books to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5 million copies of these books are in circulation in 12 languages, as well as 16 million gospel tracts in 17 languages. Professor Fumham was a man who sought God. He spent between 15 minutes and 6 hours daily alone with God in what he called daily dynamic encounters with God. During these daily dynamic encounters with God, he read God's word, meditated on it, listened to God's voice, heard God speak to him, recorded what God was saying to him, and prayed it through. He thus had over 1,800 daily dynamic encounters with God. He also had over 60 periods of withdrawing to seek God alone for periods that ranged from 3 to 21 days, which he termed retreats for spiritual progress. The time he spent seeking God slowly transformed him into a man who hungered, thirsted, and panted after God. His unceasing heart's cry was, "Oh, that I would have more of God." Professor Fumham was a man of prayer and a leading teacher on prayer in many churches and conferences around the world. He considered prayer to be the most important work that can be done for God and for man. He was a man of faith who believed that God answers prayer. He kept a record of his prayer request and had over 50,000 recorded answers to prayer in his prayer books. He carried out over 100 prayer walks of between 5 and 47 kilometers in towns and cities around the world. He and his team carried out over 57 prayer crusades, periods of 40 days and nights during which at least 8 hours are invested into prayer each day. They also carried out over 80 prayer sieges, times of near nonstop praying that ranges from 24 hours to 120 hours. He authored the Prayer Power series, a 13-volume set of books on various aspects of prayer, supplication, fasting, intercession, and spiritual warfare. He started prayer chains, prayer rooms, prayer houses, national and continental prayer movements in Cameroon and other nations. He worked with leaders of local churches in India to disciple and train more than 2 million believers. Professor Fumham also considers fasting as one of the weapons of Christian spiritual warfare. He carried out over 250 fasts, ranging from 3 days to 40 days, drinking only water or water supplemented with soluble vitamins. Called by the Lord to a distinct ministry of intercession, he pioneered fasting and prayer movements and led in battles against principalities and powers obstructing the progress of the gospel and God's global purposes. He was enabled to carry out 3 supra-long fasts of between 52 and 70 days in his final years. Professor Fumham chose a lifestyle of simplicity and self-imposed poverty in order to invest more funds into the critical work of evangelism, soul winning, church planting, and the building up of believers. Knowing the importance of money and its role in the battle to reach those without Christ with the glorious gospel, he and his wife grew to investing 92.5% of their earned income from all sources, salaries, allowances, royalties, and cash gifts, into the gospel. They invested with the hope that as they grew in the knowledge and the love of the Lord and the perishing souls of the people, they would one day invest 99% of their income into the gospel. He was married to Prisca Z. Fumham, and they had 7 children who are all involved in the work of the gospel, some serving as missionaries. Prisca is a national and international minister, specializing in the winning and discipling of children to Jesus Christ. She also communicates and impacts the vision of ministry to children with a view to raising and building up ministers to them. The professor owed all that he was and all that God had done through him to the unmerited favor and blessing of God and to his worldwide army of friends and co-workers. He considered himself nothing without them and the blessing of God, and would have amounted to nothing but for them. All praise and glory to Jesus Christ. This has been Enjoying the Choice of Your Marriage Partner, God, Sex, and You, Book 2, written by Zacharias Tani Fumham, narrated by Murphy Napier. Copyright 1998 by Zacharias Tani Fumham, production copyright by ZTF Books Online.